All right, I'm starting the recording. Is that cool?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm excited for these questions.
Yeah, I did not. I sent you the first ones. I didn't expect you to tell me to go back and revise them. I was like, bad. Yeah.
Was it mean of me?
No.
Good.
No, I don't think it was mean. Did you intend it to be mean?
No.
Okay, yeah, good.
I didn't intend to be mean. I'm glad with what you came back with.
Why is that?
Because I like what you came, like, you took my direction well. And I knew that you had more specific things that you wanted to talk about than what you gave in, like, your first proposal, which was just, like, this is what we could do.
Yeah. No, it's interesting, because I feel like the weird thing about this project is, like, it's so, like, fluid and structured at the same time.
Mm.
And that, like, we're building an interview space, but we're also calling, like, audio history portraits, like, a collective, like, shared authority kind of creative project together.
Mm.
And, like, when you have rules and then maybe, like, no rules, it's, like, then the actual interaction itself, it's, like, you kind of have to structure it the way, like, on the fly, almost.
Mm, or adaptive to who you're interviewing.
Right. And I think some people are, like, inclined to be, like, really interview style.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, answer only the questions that, like, I present. And some people would be inclined to, like, take it and run and, like, not even listen to my questions. But what was cool about, I think, our pre, like, interview process was that, like, I sent you something and you're, like, no, this way. Like, let's go this way. And I was like, okay, bet. And, like, I think that's maybe a, like, an interesting or, like, genuine part about queer oral histories that I want to, like, take along with me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, found important. Yeah.